Okay, well, this is David Litt. I'm back, and thanks for joining us here this Tuesday evening, December 21st, as we're leading out the rest of 2010 and welcoming in 2011 here very shortly. And that's really going to be the focus of the call. The name of the call is The Art of Execution, but really it's our look back at 2010 and the things that worked and the things that didn't, and how to set up our business for 2011, and that's going to really be the focus of next week's call. And, you know, there's a great saying, which is, if you don't know where you're going, any road will take you there. And so, you know, we definitely don't want to be in that mode where we're not sure where we're going. And the best way to figure out where to go is to look at where we've been. And I know the company is doing that, and I know that each distributor, each of you should be doing that, so that you have a better understanding of what's working and what's not working as far as your results, and what's working or what's not working as far as your processes go. So, you know, very important concept of plan, do, measure, adjust. Plan, do, measure, adjust. And that's really the business model that all great businesses focus on, is figuring out where they want to go, going ahead and making it happen, and then checking the numbers and the figures and the gauges, and then making adjustments to figure out what did and didn't work right. And so when we talk about results, it's great to look at your business and ask yourself some really basic questions. To ask yourself, is most of your business local, or is it more national in scope? Do you have people who are focused mostly on the product, or are they focused on the opportunity? Do you have a lot of men? Do you have a lot of women? Do you have people with a lot of network marketing experience? Do you have people with very limited network marketing experience? Do you have a lot of people who join and then quit, or do you only enroll a few people but they stay a long time? So starting to look at your own personal enrollees as well as your business at large gives you a better sense of, hey, maybe there's some trends, maybe there's some personality in my business that I can learn from, things I like about my business. I really like the people in my business. I like that they're serious. I like that they're professional. I like that they're entrepreneurs. I like that they're local. I like that, you know, or there's certain things I don't like about my business. And trying to make adjustments based upon the results that you have. You know, I wish my business was growing faster. I need to enroll more people. I have too many customers and not enough distributors. So those are the sorts of questions that you can be asking yourselves, and then you can start to go through and look at your process. And, you know, everybody has three assets. And those three assets are, first, your contacts, second, your time, and third, your money. So you need to ask yourself, how well are you using your contacts? Do you have a working list right now that says Purium on top that has all of your cell phone list, all of your email list, all of your business cards, and it's constantly being added to and reprioritized, and there's little check marks and, you know, little things that say gave sample or will call back or I need to call back or, you know, whatever it may be. So if you have that list, thumbs up. If you don't have that list, not so good. Or if you have that list but you haven't updated it in months, you know, those are the sorts of things that as you look at your contacts, you can ask yourself. Another thing you can ask yourself about contacts is, you know, do you like to work in the warm market, in the lukewarm market, or in the cold market? You know, where do you like to get your prospects from? Do you like to do trade shows? Do you like to, you know, buy lead lists? Do you like to talk to friends and neighbors? Do you like to work through friends and neighbors, you know, and ask them for referrals? Do you utilize technology? You know, are you on Facebook? Do you have a blog? Are you on LinkedIn? Do you, you know where to get free online advertising? So, you know, depending on how serious you are about your business, assuming that I'm talking to folks who are mostly serious about their business, how you're finding contacts is an important question. Time, same thing. You know, how are you using your time? Are you spending your time talking to the same people over and over again? Or are you out talking to new folks? Are you, you know, have you done certain things that you found are a good use of your time, or certain things that are not a good use of your time? You know, is promoting a meeting a good idea or not a good idea for you and your business? So as you look back on 2010, what are the things that brought you the most people, that created the most energy for your business? And same with money. You know, this is a business, and one of the places I would look first is samples. Do you have enough samples, and are you handing out enough samples? And, you know, if we zero in on that part of the process, we can oftentimes come up with our own solutions as to, you know, what would be the most effective improvement and adjustment we could be making in our business. So, you know, let's start with how many samples are you handing out? And if you're looking to grow a business, no matter how part-time you are, you've got to be handing out enough samples so that you can at least get a couple of new people into your business every month. And so if that's your goal, is to get a couple of new people in your business every month, you know, are you handing out 4, 6, 8, 10, 12, 20 samples a month? And if you're only handing out 4, then you're going to have to be a lot more effective than the next person who's handing out 20. So are you handing out enough samples? Then secondly, is if you're handing out enough samples, are you getting enough direct feedback from the people who have received the samples, and are you getting positive responses about the samples and the information that they have reviewed? And then the last piece of the puzzle is, if they like the sample and they like the information, are you able to enroll them? And so you can start to see in your pipeline process, prospects, invitation, presentation, enroll, are you not talking to enough prospects? Are your prospects not high enough quality? Are they not a good enough fit for who you are and what you want to communicate? And do you need to find a more specific group of prospects? You know, are you not making enough invitations? Are you not handing out enough samples? Are your presentations not strong enough? And obviously the company can do a lot to help with this process, and there are a lot of things going on behind the scenes, and I know that Dave and Amy have gone through and are going through the same process that you're going through, which is looking back at 2010 and saying, hey, there are some things we can do to help our distributors in regards to how the products look and how the compensation plan pays out and what tools we have available for the distributors so they can be successful, make better invitations, make better presentations, and really have an easier time of communicating and convincing somebody that there is more value in our products than in other products. And you know, that's not easy. It's a crowded marketplace. The nutrition world is a growing area, which is great, but it's not only growing as far as market size, it's also growing as far as competition goes. And so, you know, trying to communicate how this product works differently or with better value than other products is not easy. And so, you know, being honest, looking yourself in the mirror and saying, hey, I'm doing a great job of handing out samples, and I'm finding a lot of great people to hand the samples out to, but I'm just not so good at the rest of it. Or the opposite, which is, gosh, you know what? I really haven't been very persistent. I haven't been very consistent. I really haven't handed out very many samples, and so therefore my business isn't growing. And so knowing where you're falling down and being smart enough and being brave enough to be able to say, hey, I could do better, and you know, I could do better with my time management, I could do better with my money management, I could do better with my contact list. You know, those are hard questions, but important questions you need to ask yourself. And those are the back to the basics questions that will help you to set those smart goals, which we will do next week, which is, you know, making sure that you've got a specific game plan for next year. So those are some things that you can be thinking about, looking at, and considering when you take a look backwards. What has my results been, and what does my process look like? What does my system look like? And, you know, are there some big ideas? You know, can I emulate another company? Can I emulate another distributor? Can I gain more skills? Can I find other people of influence? You know, I really think, this is you talking hypothetically, I really think that, you know, chiropractors would be great with this. I really think that massage therapists would be great with this product. I really think that naturopaths or, you know, people who have an interest in holistic medicine would love these products. Well, where do you find those people? You might find them, you know, on the internet locally. You might find them on the internet nationally. How you're going to approach it, what you're going to say, and how you're going to do it, and then, you know, send out some emails or make some phone calls, and then, you know, after 10 or 12 or 15 phone calls or after, you know, emailing 100 or 200 people, you may say, you know what, this is the wrong target market, or you know what, I've hit a gold mine, or you know what, I think this is the right target market, but I'm not sure I'm saying the right thing. So, you know, those are the sorts of questions you need to ask yourself, but the process itself, no matter who you're talking to or what you're doing, should be fairly similar, which is, you know, finding a great prospect, making a simple invitation, asking them to try a product and review information, and then after they do that, following up and answering any questions and helping them to understand the value of what we offer, and if necessary, putting them in front of somebody who, you know, can share the story and add the special sauce, you know. So the company is responsible for providing the product and paying the compensation and putting out the basic information. But as a tour guide, you know, you need to add your own story, your own personality, and be smart enough and good enough to ask good questions so that people help you to understand why they are ready or not ready to be part of this. And so if you're asking enough people and talking to enough people, then even if a lot of people aren't ready, you'll find enough people that are that you can grow a nice business. And so yeah, that's really what you should be doing in this time period right now. You know, this is the winter solstice. It's the shortest day of the year, and every day going forward is going to get longer and brighter. And that's a good thing, and I think it's an emotional thing, and I think it's an interesting time right now. Most people are winding down before Christmas and, you know, thinking about, you know, the new year, and so there's this little 10-day window here between now and New Year's where more relationships will be built and less work will get done than normally in the year, and you know, if you use this time wisely to re-energize yourself, to recommit yourself, to make a full and complete commitment to Purium and to yourself for 2011, then you know, you're going to come out of the gate flying, and you're going to be able to capitalize on some of the new things that the company is going to be doing. And we're going to be a bit more open and a bit more aggressive in sharing some of those things as we get into the new year. But you know, just so that everyone's clear, we're not going to be doing a business opportunity call this Thursday or next Thursday, so we'll start those back up into January. But we will be doing a training call this upcoming Tuesday. So 1 week from tonight, we will be doing a training call, and that will be focused on planning for 2011, literally creating a business plan so that you've got your goals in place and that you know what you're trying to accomplish for your own business. So look back at your business, check your notes. If you don't have notes, that in and of itself is a good clue as to you know, how seriously you're taking your business. So treat it like a business, and it's going to make you money. Treat it like a hobby, and it's going to cost you money. And just know the price of success must be paid in advance, and it's always full retail. And what that means is this is a highly leveraged business. It takes a lot of effort, a lot of time, a lot of focus, like all businesses. And in this case, the amount of time and effort is more, and the reward is less at the front. And the amount of time and effort is less, and the reward is bigger on the back end. And so you just need to do the right things necessary to build out your team so that you can reap the rewards on the back end. And I guarantee you that this company is putting a lot of investment in you behind the scenes as we speak to really come out of the gate firing in 2011. You watch in the first quarter, we're going to be doing some new things unlike you've ever seen in the history of Purium. And that's not hype. That's just serious fact. And I'm really proud and excited to be part of this team and seeing what Dave and Amy and the corporate office is putting together as far as the resources and the focus and the commitment to make sure that this is a top-notch, world-class network marketing opportunity associated with the top-notch, world-class products that we all know and love. So that's what's going on here. So for those of you who celebrate Christmas, Merry Christmas. Have a great, great weekend. If you have the opportunity to sample products, certainly, you know, let people know. I can guarantee you that one of the top resolutions for everybody is always weight loss, and it's always earning more money. They're probably number one and two in the resolution world, and we can help with both. So don't be shy about those things, you know, here over the next week or so, and also be very, very serious in looking back at 2010 and saying, hey, what can I do better for 2011? Come in with an open mind next week and a pen and a piece of paper or a computer with an open file so that you know, you can take notes and really set up your year to come out of the gates firing and flying in January. So, Laura, thanks so much for hosting. I really appreciate it. You do a great job. And thanks to everybody who joined us here this evening. If you like what you heard, tell your friends. Tell your downline, and it will be recorded, and you will be caught up to speed and ready for next week's call, which is all about 2011. So thanks for joining us. Have a great week. Merry Christmas, and Happy New Year coming up, and we will catch you next Tuesday night. Thanks, everybody. Good night.